Welcome to the Knee Pain Guru Questions Answered. This is Bill Paravano. And I want to, first of all, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. My wife and I traveled to Utah. She wanted to go snow skiing. And if you will remember that the reason why I injured my knee to begin with was because of snow skiing. Now, it's not a big deal for me to actually go skiing. That was not something that I did a whole lot before my knee injury, so it isn't a real big deal for me to stay away from it. So I haven't been skiing this week. However, I did go, snowshoeing, which was actually pretty cool and about the biggest thing I've strapped on the bottom of my foot since my initial knee injury. So if you are on Facebook, definitely get on Facebook and I'll post some of those pictures of the hike that I went on the other day. And this is, of course, in the mountains of Utah. This is part of the Rocky Mountain Range. So, okay, well, on to our questions. We got a lot of good questions today. Our first one is from Lewis. He says, hi, Bill. I had an arthroscopic procedure for a meniscus problem in my left knee a month ago. The problem is that I'm overweight, 6'4", 305 pounds, and lost 20 pounds already. And I have also lost cartilage between the bones. I am walking normally, but with some pain in the knee, and standing up from a chair is painful. What I am doing is a stationary bike 3 times a week for 35 minutes at a level 1 of resistance, and every day I walk and do stretching exercises in the swimming pool for 45 minutes. After the pool workout, I feel good, but the bicycle seems to increase the arthritis pain in my knee a little bit. When the doctor injects hyaluronic acid, things get very good. The question is swimming pool exercises better than stationary bike, and should I keep taking the injections? Thank you and best regards, Luis. Okay, Luis, good question. I really like the depth at which you're asking these questions. First of all, beginning to lose weight is going to be a huge piece, a lot of pressure off of the knees. And if you'll remember in previous podcasts, for every pound of body weight you are overweight, that is 4 pounds of force, additional force for every pound of body weight that you are overweight every time you walk. So that can definitely put a lot of pressure on the knees and give you a lot of issues. So keep on as far as losing the weight. And remember, the big thing that I talk about and that I go into detail in my virtual clinic is you want to reduce the amount of grains, dairy, and processed foods. You want to get as close to natural, fresh, organic, local type of produce that's in season. So the more you can do that, the better off you are. And just by, even if you ate as much as you wanted of local, natural, fresh, organic, in-season food, you're going to lose weight, because your body is not going to be able to hold on to weight when you're eating food like that. The next piece is the swimming pool exercises better than the stationary bike. Okay. The big piece is the swimming pool exercises are good because they're not weight-bearing, as well as stationary bike is not weight-bearing. The piece that I would look at as far as the stationary bike is, and what you I didn't see you mention in your question, was are your feet strapped to the pedals? Because you need to be pulling up at the same time you're pushing down. So one foot, you know, when you pedal a bike, one foot is coming up while the other foot is going down. So it's important to have your feet strapped to the bike so you're working the full range of motion of the knee joint. And that's can be contributing to the pain that you're experiencing in your knees. Because if you're only pushing down, you're only working a certain set of muscle groups. And you're only strengthening the knee in a certain direction. And it can get painful. So that's what I would look at as far as the swimming pool exercises better than the stationary bike. As far as taking the injections, I believe the injections are beneficial. However, what I would shy away from is using them as a crutch, meaning that's the only way you're getting relief from your knee pain. There are conditions that are being set up that are causing your knees only to be in pain. So we need to back out a little bit, look at the bigger picture, and see what conditions you're creating or that are happening that are creating the knees to be in pain. So that is kind of a big point there. It's one of the things you can change what's going on as far as the stationary bike, and that may relieve a lot of what's going on, the fact that you're getting the full range of motion out of the knee. So, Luis, what I'd like for you to do is go ahead and make that change when you're doing the stationary bike and let me know how that changes what is going on with your knees. So, okay, on to the next question. It says, hi, I'm a fencing coach, 31 years old, and the posterior horn of my medial meniscus has a degenerative tear. So how would I recover from this injury? I would like some special strength, knee strengthening exercises for the knee. And thank you, Mohan. Okay, Mohan. Here is a part. Knee strengthening exercises would be fine. However, I think there is something we need to establish before that. Why is the meniscus degenerating? Is it because of tension? I'm going to guess that based on, as far as fencing, and I don't know a whole lot about fencing, however, I do understand about tension. So there's going to be a pattern that's going on when you're fencing, meaning that if you're right-handed, you're going to have the right foot forward, and if you're left-handed, you're going to have the left foot forward when you're fencing. What I would be interested in is train a little bit where you're switching your legs. I'd be interested to see how the pain in the knee would change because you're shifting the entire tension pattern in your body. And you're going to be pushing off or planting in a different way in your legs. And that can be enough to begin to shift how the tension is going on in your legs to stop the degeneration that's going on with your meniscus. So I think that would really be important. And then the second piece that I would look at would be taking your knee to a position of comfort, meaning when you take the knee to a position of comfort, and I go into detail on this in my virtual clinic, in my home study course. I briefly talk about it in my ebook. However, that is a really big piece in terms of creating the space in the joint so you stop the wearing, you stop the degeneration. So that's a huge piece that I would look at. So, Mohan, what I would do initially is switch your stance. Get a different stance as far as when you're teaching coaching, when you're teaching fencing, and when you're practicing fencing, and see how that changes. And then the next piece would be, like I said, I'd get into the virtual clinic. That's definitely going to be helpful. I would go into the passive stretching section, of the virtual clinic, because it's completely focused on creating the space in your knee joint that takes the pressure off of the nerves, off of whatever's rubbing in there, whether it be meniscus or cartilage, or if they're talking specifically about bone on bone. We need to stop that process. And then, of course, begin to create the conditions so your body can heal itself. So, Mohan, if you have further questions, after you change your stance with that, definitely let me know. What I'm going to do is, for everyone in this podcast, the questions that I'm answering, I'm going to reply to you, giving you a link to the podcast audio that you can listen to. And then what I'd like for you to do, if there's follow-up questions that you have, please post it beneath the podcast. That would be extremely helpful and allow me to serve you better. Okay. Question here is from, please forgive me if I butcher the name, Balan Chandar. He says, I'm a senior citizen, 74 years old, residing in India. I am physically handicapped, having been affected by polio since childhood. I have been forced to use crutches for walking. For the last year, I started developing acute pain in the knee and foot on the good left leg, which I use for walking with crutches. Due to very acute pain, I am unable to walk and am forced to use a wheelchair for mobility. Is there any way for me to use crutches for walking as before, at least for a short distance without knee pain? Please let me know what I can do in this regard. Your help will greatly relieve my knee pain. Thank you in anticipation for a favorable response at the earliest. Okay. Well, the first piece that I would really look at in regards to what's going on here is your diet. And I talk about this, the huge piece. And whenever there is nerves affected, whenever there is problems with pain, there is, you know, 99 times out of 100, it is tied in with inflammation. Inflammation in the joints, inflammation in the body. And there are three things that contribute to inflammation. One are grains. Grains, of course, are, you know, wheat, barley, millet, things like that, that they are not designed to be eaten. Like from an evolutionary standpoint, we are not evolved to digest those types of grains. And by design, those grains are to be passed through the gut of the animal that eats it. You're not like birds or animals in the wild that eat grains. It'll pass through the digestive tract of those animals untouched and be planted further, you know, wherever that animal walks to or flies to. So when we grind those grains up, we ingest that seed coating, which has a neurotoxin. They're actually anti-nutrients in those. And what ends up happening is it causes inflammation in our intestines, in our stomach, in our intestines, and it causes gut permeability, which means that whatever we're eating is now leaking through our guts into our body, which makes us feel bad, as well as it causes inflammation in other areas. So grains would be a huge piece to begin to eliminate out of your diet. The next is dairy. And dairy does the very same thing. We are the only animal that consumes another animal's milk. So that would be something to take into consideration. And the third is like sugar or processed foods. All of these grains, dairy, sugar, all create inflammation in our guts, causing systemic inflammation, meaning throughout our entire body. So, Balan Chandar, I would suggest, like, try this. You know, for 30 days is generally a really good guide to go by. Cut out grains, dairy, and sugar for 30 days, and then let me know how it goes. That's going to be a huge factor to see how that changes with what's going on with your knees and the pain that you're experiencing. You reduce the inflammation because the body's going to be able to heal now because you're not pouring stuff in there that's causing more inflammation. So go ahead and give that a shot. Get back with me. Email me and let me know. Like I said, this will be a podcast, and you'll receive an email to that podcast. And if you have further questions, just put it in the comment section below the podcast. Okay, the next question here is from Sanjay. He asked, for the past few months, I realized that all joints in my body, including my knees, are having more pain, and my temperature is slightly high. I feel sick and not able to work normally. So, Sanjay, I'm going to default the same answer I just gave Balachandar, I would give to you. Just listen to what I said in the previous one. Identical response. Go ahead and cut out all grains, all dairy, and all processed foods, sugar, and see how your body responds. And then, do that for 30 days. Let me know the changes that have taken place. So that's going to be extremely helpful for what you're dealing with. Going to get a good response, a good feedback from that, and at that point, we can go from there. Okay, next question here is from Vidhu, Dr. Vidhu. He's a physical therapist. They're asking on behalf of another lady that they're working with. 54 years old, she has pain in both knees because of osteoarthritic changes. She has been recovered with a lot of physiotherapy, but she still complains of pain while walking. Could you tell me the reasons of pain? She has full knee flexion in the right knee, and the left one is not quite full flexion. Pain occurs more in the right knee. Please get back with me with an answer. Okay. Thank you for the question. Here's the reason for pain, and this is across the board why anyone feels any sort of pain. You're looking at the nervous system. That is the reflexes, the nervous system. They call it the proprioceptive nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system. All of these refer to the electrical system that tells our body what to do and how to respond. It causes, when you touch your hand to a hot stove and you pull the hand away real quick, that is your nervous system doing that, and it does that before your brain even says the stove is hot. So when the body is feeling pain, especially in the knees, what's happening is that is the body's response to nerves being interfered with in the knees. So the idea is to figure out how the tension patterns are holding in the body and then begin to create the space of what's going on in that area. So what ends up happening, why the pain is in the right knee and it's not in the left knee, is because the right knee is compensating for the fact that the left knee is not taking the pressure properly. The pressure isn't balanced. What we would refer to, or what I would refer to as the tensegrity structure, is not balanced. There's something pulling out of whack. So the idea is to address what's going on. So what I would look at is what's going on in the left hip. I would address what's going on in the left hip and the left knee. Begin to do exercises to strengthen the hips, primarily the left hip, as well as address the pelvic tilt on the left side, as well as what most likely is happening is what is referred to as a femur override in the left knee. And the femur override just means that the bone in the upper leg of the left, the upper bone in the left leg is slid slightly over and slightly forward the bone in the lower part of the leg. So what ends up happening is when your patient, the 54-year-old lady you're working with, tries to extend the leg, it can't do it because the bones are articulating from a different place. So that's something you would want to look at and something you would want to address. And this is, like I said, I go into this stuff a lot more in depth in my virtual clinic. The hip strengthening exercises, I show specifically the exercises as far as creating the space and relaxing the tension in the hips and in the knees. I do that as well. So that may be something you'd want to check out too. However, you may have a protocol with your physical therapy on how to address what I was talking about before. So go ahead and check that out, the femur override in the left knee and the tilt in the pelvis, in the left part of the pelvis, and then build up the strength in the hips, and you're going to see some huge changes take place. So let me know how that goes. Okay, and the next question here is from Mahesh. I am serving in the security forces for the past 10 years, and I've received a medical check, and the doctor said that I have knock knees. I have been a trainer in the training center the last 8 years, and I have attended a lot of trainings, going on daily runs 3 to 4 kilometers. I don't believe that the doctor is correct, and I don't accept his diagnosis. If I have knock knees, how can I do all of the exercises? Please advise. I'd like to resolve this problem so I can get back to exercising properly. You know, Mahesh, actually, this really ties into the last question, because usually what happens when the knees come in, it's because the hips are weak. And I would look at doing squats and what I refer to as banded squats. Once again, I talk about that in my virtual clinic, another shameless plug. When the knees come in, it's because the hips are weak. So when you're doing banded squats, what's happening is pressure from the bands are pulling the knees in, which is forcing you to push the knees out when you squat. You want to have the knees out wide. You want to have the pressure on the outsides of the feet, and you want to have your knees not coming over your feet and sticking your butt back, so you begin building up the hips. So what's happening is a reverse pattern. Your knees are coming in, the pressure is going to the insides of your feet, and you'll probably have discomfort, pain, weakness in your lower back, and it looks like you're folding like if someone were to put weight on your back when you would go to squat, you would look like a folding chair because you couldn't support the weight. So I would suggest doing those banded type of squats, doing like lots of repetitions of those, and make sure you do those slowly so you get like the neuromuscular reeducation. That's like you're rewiring your brain and your body at the same time when you're doing those exercises. So, like doing 50 of those a day in addition to what you're normally doing, I think would be pretty fantastic for what you're dealing with. So go ahead and give that a shot. Let me know how it goes. Keep me posted. And once again, you will get a link you'll get a link for this podcast, and so you can go, and if you have any further questions, leave a comment below. Okay, this question here is from Kaylin. It says, "Hi, Bill. I'm a physio, but I need to share the type of pain." Okay, it's... She's asking for a way out of pain. And Kaylin, the question that you're asking is a bit vague, so I'm going to need a little bit more specifics here. And what ends up happening is there's so many different dynamics of pain. Like how I was saying, the nervous system gets affected, the nervous system gets interfered with, which causes the pain. It's sending a signal to your brain that you have pain. The pain can come because you don't drink enough water, or you're drinking too much of stuff that causes your body to get dehydrated. The pain could come because your diet is bad. You know, you aren't eating proper foods that are causing your body to be acidic. And I touched on that earlier as far as the grains, the dairy, and the processed foods. That can cause pain. It could be a combination that you're not doing the proper amount of exercise. It could be because there's tension patterns in your body that are not functional, meaning like instead of your nervous system firing A, B, C, and D, it's firing A, C, D, and B, you know, so it's out of order. So that can contribute to chronic pain. Pain can be because you're not breathing properly. You know, just hold your breath and it'll get uncomfortable real quick. So if you're holding your breath when you're getting out of a chair because your knees hurt, it can cause pain. You do that enough of times, and it increases the stress and tension in your nervous system, causing lots of issues. So that can be a huge piece. So looking at all of those five areas are huge. And then the last one, I'm going to throw this one in, sleep. And that's something that hardly anyone takes into consideration. The amount of sleep you get causes your nervous system to relax or not relax. So if you want to chill out and let your body relax, a general guideline to go by is 9 hours of sleep per night. And if you're not getting 9 hours of sleep per night, then the odds are that could be contributing to what's going on in your body as well. So, Kaylin, let me know if that answers your question. And like I said, you'll get an email here letting you know that I answered your question. So, thank you so much for the questions. We're trying to get things a little bit more organized here at the Knee Pain Guru so I can get a more in-time appropriate responses to those who are sending me questions. And I appreciate that very much. Make sure if you do have any questions, it would be helpful if you posted them on my website. That would be, we're kind of changing protocol here. So if you can go and leave a question in the comment section of my website, that's going to help me a whole lot in terms of being able to answer the questions more in time. So, thank you all so much. I appreciate it very much. Have a wonderful day. And remember, if you're on Facebook, look me up, the Knee Pain Guru, and go ahead and like that page, and you'll see the pictures of the snow-covered mountains in Utah. So, thank you so much, and I will see you next time.